I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Police in Sweden are scrambling to investigate a dramatic heist earlier today. It took place in the neighborhood of Västberga in Stockholm. So Stockholm is the answer to our geo-quiz. As for how the heist went down, The World's David LaValle has details.
Bank jobs often involve insiders, getaway cars, and lots of cunning. In the case of this spectacular early morning raid on a cash depot in Stockholm, there might have been insiders. A couple dozen people were working at the time of the heist. They're all being interviewed by police. The 20-minute job surely involved cunning. Police say masked gunmen rappelled down from a hovering helicopter onto the rooftop of the cash storage building. They smashed through a glass pyramid on the roof and then apparently stuffed bags full of cash and fled by helicopter. A Swedish police investigator, Anders Bergard, says authorities are still trying to piece together the evidence.
Right now, we're trying to figure out exactly what happened. We're questioning the staff, examining the building. When the alarm came in, witnesses told us that there was a helicopter which hoisted people down to the depot. Explosions were heard. And after a while, the helicopter took off with the offenders. So we surmised that they tried to get away with something.
The getaway scheme was carefully plotted. The thieves placed fake bombs near the local police helicopters. That prevented police from launching a quick pursuit. And they scattered metal spikes in the road to stop police cruisers in their tracks. David Landis writes for an online newspaper based in Stockholm. He says the robbery was high drama.
It was really something right out of a Hollywood film. All of the witnesses nearby were left stunned by what they woke up to this morning. Police have located the helicopter, which was stolen from an airfield north of Stockholm. But other than that, there are no more leads or clues as to how this might have been carried out, other than that it was someone who was very competent and organized.
Stockholm is no stranger to spectacular heists. Three paintings by Renoir and Rembrandt worth $80 million were stolen in a daylight raid on the National Museum in Stockholm in 2000. They were recovered 5 years later during a sting operation in Copenhagen. But in the case of the missing Swedish banknotes, so far there have been no arrests, and there's no word on the exact amount of loot the thieves managed to steal and stash away on their getaway chopper. For The World, I'm David LaValle.